You're listening to SBS News.
The Pfizer shot given emergency approval in Britain is one of four potential vaccines pre-purchased by the federal government for use in Australia. Health Minister Greg Hunt has revealed, as a cross-party show of confidence when it's approved, political leaders from both sides could be the guinea pigs.
I would be very happy to take any vaccine that the medical regulators deem safe for Australia.
His Labor counterpart Chris Bowen told the ABC he agrees.
We don't want politicians getting special treatment or early access, but by the same token, there would be a comforting effect, a demonstration effect from some members of parliament getting the vaccine.
Professor John Skerritt is head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, which is assessing vaccine submissions from three companies.
I want to reassure the Australian public that safety, as well as performance, efficacy, and the quality of these vaccines is front of mind.
While the TGA will carry out its own approval processes independently in the coming months, Professor Skerritt says the British decision to roll out the Pfizer vaccine from next week will give authorities here valuable information about just how effective it is.
We actually not only will have the data from the clinical trials of 10 to 40,000, depending on the type of trial, people, but we'll also have the real-world experience of several hundred thousand people having had the vaccine. It'll actually improve the quality of the advice that we can give for Australians.
Immunology expert Professor Terry Nolan from the Doherty Institute says while there should be no rush to the TGA's approval processes, there should be a sense of urgency.
You know, the sooner we get the vaccine moving and the sooner we get it fully deployed, the better it's going to be for freeing up the economy, for providing a level of insurance against outbreaks.
Professor Nolan says there is a need to address the local lack of capacity to mass produce new-look mRNA vaccines like the Pfizer product.
We really need to develop this capability in Australia. We've got the know-how, we just don't have the industrial manufacturing capability.
It's a potential shot in the arm for Australian research and development. Gareth Borum, SBS News.